The Legions of the Mist by Damien Hunter and read by Martin Reeve for Saga Egmont. Wherever the Roman conquers, there he dwells. Seneca. Historical note. Sometime during the beginning of the 2nd century AD, the 9th Legion Hispana marched into the mists of Roman-occupied Britain and disappeared forever. Rome erased their name and number from the legionary rolls, and so far, no British farmer has turned up a buried graveyard with his plough to show where they lie. Perhaps they turned their backs on everything that was of their own world and melted into the native tribes. Perhaps they were ambushed and cut down. All we know for certain is that they vanished as surely as if the ground had opened to swallow them, taking with them their eagle, the life and honour of the legion, and leaving behind only the few men who happened to be detached from the Hispana when it marched out that last day. I have reconstructed these last years of the 9th Hispana from the opinions and research of many distinguished historians, with admitted leaps of imagination in between. None of the people in this story, with the exception of the emperors Trajan and Hadrian and certain other historical figures, exists outside these pages, although someone very like them may well have walked the paths which I have set Justin and Vortrix on, and followed the road the lost Hispana took. Chapter 1. Eburacum Fortress.
There you are.
The decurion of the supply train escort gestured with his riding crop, where the grey dominance of Eburacum Fortress rose above the blue-green of the surrounding plain. Outside its stone and timber bulwark, there was nothing for miles but the empty land and the wild, sorrowful cry of the curlews.
It may not look like much, but it's all that keeps the north under wraps, I can tell you.
The cohort centurion beside him nodded and turned a grim gaze on the fort. He was young, and a few locks of wavy brown hair, which not even a military haircut could disguise, rippled under the rim of his helmet in the light breeze. His brows were sharp-angled and expressive above an almost unnecessarily Roman nose, and the irises of his eyes were a startling amber colour. He regarded his destination with every evidence of distaste.
"Not what you're used to, I expect."
The decurion of cavalry grinned at him with the friendly malice of the horseman for the foot soldier.
"No," Justin said shortly. "Now, my lads," the decurion went on, "they're used to sleeping just about anywhere there's fodder for the horses. Haven't had time to get too fine in their ways. But you won't find it too bad, I expect."
"I haven't seen such a piss-poor example of the Emperor's service in my life," Justin said frankly.
"And I've been around."
They halted outside the fortress gate, and he dismounted, handing his reins over to the cavalryman.
"Thank you for the escort and the mount," he said. "I firmly hope I shan't be here when next you pass this way, or I'd invite you to stop in."
The decurion of cavalry raised his crop in a friendly salute and wheeled his troop round onto the main road again. Twitching the folds of his cloak into place, it smelled vaguely of horse, he noted, Justin gave his name and business to the sentries at the gate, and they passed him through into the Via Praetoria. Eburacum Fortress, planted like a rock in the bend of a river, would have made 10 of the quarters which Justin's cohort had shared during his last posting at the African seaport of Hippo Regius. But compared to that legion's home base, the shining modern military city of Lambesis, British Eburacum wore the gaunt-seed air of a passed-over general. The town, which huddled under its ramparts as close as the intervening river would allow, had been equally unimpressive. A hodgepodge of wine stalls, shops, houses.